Welcome everyone to the Outsource Marketing Department podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Gates. If you're new, thanks for joining us. And if you're returning, then welcome back. Today, we're back with Bruce Rowley to talk about how to get the most out of your OMD, or Outsource Marketing Department. Bruce is the co-founder of RSM Marketing Services in Wichita, Kansas, an entrepreneurial company specializing in outsourced marketing with clients across North America. Let's listen in. So, Bruce, welcome back. It's fun to be talking with you again.
Thanks, Ryan. Always good to join you here in Guantanamo again.
Now, we were just talking about it's flu season, it's cold season, and the ability to go and attack things early. So I want to take that and flip it and talk about an OMD. What are some of the key things that you can do early on? It's day one to make that OMD start working for you right away.
Well, you know, some of it is just really basic blocking and tackling. You know, lots of clients that we work with, we may spend 2 or 3 weeks just going back and forth, getting passwords and logins and things like that. And I think it is important to work quickly right up front to make sure that we have all the tools that we need to be able to do the absolute best work that we can right out of the gate for you. That's point number one. And then point number two is having a sit down, what we call a kickoff. And in the kickoff, it's really a discussion about what does success look like? Mm-hmm. That's really the way I like to phrase it to clients instead of, you know, what are our key objectives or anything like that. But really, I just want to be able to have somebody paint a much broader picture for us of, you know, 6 months, 9 months, 24 months down the line, we're sitting here. What does success look like at that time?
Sure. I have to imagine it's good to be able to figure out some immediate successes, not to just say, okay, we're going to turn this faucet on and all of our marketing woes are solved.
Absolutely. Getting quick wins up front, looking for the low-hanging fruit is really important. It's of course, not just important for us to be able to justify our value right away, but I think it also builds confidence throughout the client's organization that whether it's through their operations people, their sales people, if they have marketing folks, their marketing people can see right away that that we're a force for good and sure. That right away we're able to deliver them all some quick wins. It's amazing how that puts some wind at your back.
Absolutely.
Right away.
Absolutely. Well, and it's, you know, you gotta take certain bites to eat an elephant, right? What is it? How do you eat an elephant?
One bite at a time.
One bite at a time.
Well, and lots of our clients, they've signed, you know, we have a massive amount of a range of tactics that we can do. And one of the things that's been driving the outsource marketing department concept is the fact that there are new tactics coming out every month. And I would say every year there's at least 2 or 3 new tactics that are not even cutting edge. I mean, that they are becoming cost of entry, the kind of stuff that you have to do, you can't ignore. Mm-hmm. And so what that means for a lot of clients is when they first show up in our program, they have a long list. Mm-hmm. And everybody wants that whole list to be done in the first 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes what we have to do in the beginning is sit down and talk through, okay, let's talk about some of the quick wins, but let's also talk about building a strong marketing foundation that then allows us to take advantage of all these tactics rather than just running around willy-nilly and just deploying those tactics. Let's make sure we have a singular strategy. Let's make sure we have a clear funnel. Let's make sure that we have a great platform in the form of a website that converts.
Yeah. Well, this comes back to what you were just saying about what does success look like to you. Let's establish what success looks like. Let's talk about that from a strategic standpoint and then use tactics to go through and implement it. So you've had a lot of OMD relationships over the time. What are some of the key factors that you have seen? Give me 3 key factors that have lent themselves to successful OMD relationships.
Well, there's a combination of them. One thing is, I would say, fearlessness and clarity are really important. So, by that. Don't be afraid to admit what you don't know. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to share what you do. Mm-hmm. Make sure that we are as open as we can with each other from the beginning about what we know, what we don't know, and what we don't know, we don't know, which is often the scariest part.
Yeah.
So if we can get things started really clearly like that, that leads to the best kind of relationships where we're able to have very valuable, clear conversations that can immediately turn into tactical plans that mm-hmm. can be executed. And when the client is very clear on that as well, they can then take that back into their organization and make sure that all the aspects of their organization that have to plug into this plan mm-hmm. are clear about it as well. Because oftentimes, you know, the work that we do, it plugs into their customer service, it plugs into their product and production, it plugs into their finance organization and their sales organization. Many different parts of the client's organizations have to have a clear understanding and buy-in of what we're trying to do in order to truly maximize the effectiveness of a marketing.
Sure. Yeah, and talking about, you know, clarity, absolutely, conversation leads to that clarity. But, you know, as an inbound client, I want to make sure that I'm utilizing my time well. I'm paying for, you know, for time mm-hmm. as I'm outsourcing. So I want to make sure that I have meetings that are substantial, that aren't just conversation. I want to have things that take action.
Right.
So, you know, how often am I meeting in an OMD and you know, and what does that look like?
No, great question. So action is one of our fundamental values at RSM. Candor, action, and curiosity, and they really feed each other. Action is key. Just yesterday I was in a kickoff meeting with a new client, and what we laid out in that meeting was, here's what you bought off on, here's what we understand your vision is, here's what we believe future success will look like. And mm-hmm. then that led immediately into a recommendation of what our 30-day plan is.
Yeah.
And immediately tied to that, what are some of the 30-day wins
that
client can expect to achieve over the next 30 days? Now, time will tell, because the very next step with that client was, okay, now you need to give us we need digital assets, your logo, we need logins to social media and your website and all that kind of stuff. And I have a great feeling about this client because 8 o'clock this morning, that client was back to us with everything we need. And I got to tell you, our team loves that. When they feel that the client is running as fast as they want to run,
yeah,
man, that's when it really, really works.
So, you know, talking about, you know, this communication and getting that client involved, who on the client side, you know, in these successful relationships of OMD you've seen in the past, who is that point of contact? Is it a singular person? Is it a head of marketing? Is it an entire group? Obviously, it's going to vary client to client, but what have you seen that's had those successes?
Well, you know, one of the things we try to avoid is the tragedy of the commons, right? So you have to have a person who is responsible. We always understand who that is on the client side. So that could be the owner. Mm-hmm. It could be a director of sales. It could be a director of marketing. I actually, for one of our clients, it's their CFO,
really?
Which I find fascinating. And I love working with that client because they have because the relationship on their side is driven by the CFO. We mm-hmm. have very clear understanding of financially, what does success look like? What are the margins on various products or services that we are, you know, choosing to market or not,
mm-hmm.
Based on insight from the CFO? On our side, we have a marketing director assigned to every single client, and so that marketing director, while assisted by a marketing coordinator and more than two dozen other team members here, in many cases, that marketing director is the key point of contact for that client.
So are there parts of an OMD, you know, as we talk about strategic and tactical, and so getting involved in that strategic level and then, you know, diving into the tactical, are there elements of an OMD that don't make sense to outsource? There are parts of it that you've seen bog down a project when it could continue at a faster clip.
Sure. You know, I think, I don't think that it's driven by a particular tactic or not, but it's driven by a particular situation. Mm-hmm. I often tell clients, look, we're only going to go where we're invited, and we never want to fight you for turf mm-hmm. or space. So in some cases, a client may have a resource on their team that's really good at the one thing that they do, the one or two things. You know, mm-hmm. maybe they've got a web designer on staff who really loves to do all those web edits and to handle all that stuff. Great. Mm-hmm. We don't want to fight over that.
Sure.
And sometimes I think that can get confusing. So one of the things we try to do right up front is understand, hey, what are the parts that you guys want to do and what are the parts that we're going to do? That happens a lot in social media as well.
Yeah. People think that a lot of sharing.
Sure. And people think, oh, well, if we take over the social media, then they won't be able to do it. And of course, what we're fond of saying to clients is, man, in social media, particularly platforms like Facebook or Twitter or Pinterest, take your pick. Mm-hmm. There is certainly room in those channels for us to share in them and do what we can do, and for the clients to continue to do what they naturally want to do in those channels. We just have to understand which side of the road are you going to be on, and mm-hmm. which side of the road, which lane are we all going to be in, so that we don't have collisions.
There's a lot of toys in the sandbox. So here's a question. You're talking about, you know, playing in that sandbox. So things are going well for your company and you're growing and you have an opportunity where you can grow further. Do you bring on another full-time employee, an FTE, or is this an opportunity to outsource more to your OMD?
Oh, come on. That's a softball.
Well, you know, we're wanting to get the most out of our OMD. So value is a big thing. And am I going to pull value from internal or external?
Well, I'm very biased, but of course I believe at my core, having been on the client side, having run companies, having been on the agency side for many years, I am convinced that it is economically a far better solution to outsource. We are able to sell it by the hour across this huge range of people, so that you're really getting the top experts in every single little area. So you're not only getting great quality of work, but these people are oftentimes even, you know, far more efficient than an in-house person can mm-hmm. be. It is amazing to me the things that we're able to accomplish for clients at subscription rates that are very similar or less than what a company might pay for a single FTE. They get a dozen different experts working on their business every single month. And it changes every single day, right?
Yeah.
Tuesday, you need somebody doing web edits and posting social. On Wednesday, we might be shooting video. And Thursday, we're, you know, writing blogs. And Friday, we're sending out text messages on mobile phones. And underneath all of that, somebody's managing AdWords and YouTube pre-roll ads, and each one of these things is done by somebody who's an absolute expert in that area, mm-hmm. and is highly focused on not just doing it fast, but doing it at their best.
So, definitely seems, you know, it's for growth. Look at outsource for individual, you know, roles, but, you know, personal assistant specialized, you know, within the company. Maybe that's the FTE type place. Final question for you as we talk about how to get the most out of this OMD. You've got a company that's going, you know, in a direction, and you decide after a few months you want to switch it up. You want to change things. You want to change things around drastically. What is the, you know, how much check-in can a client expect in an OMD, and what does that look like when you say, you know what, we've been doing all of this, halt, let's pivot, let's now go this way?
Boy, you know, we meet with almost every single one of our clients at least every other week. Most of our clients, we check in with them every week. In fact, one of the things we tell clients is, look, if you're not willing to commit at least 30 minutes to meet with us every week to just check in, mm-hmm. Then you probably don't want to spend the money on this.
Yeah.
And those check-ins are not just, hey, let's look at layouts or anything like that. That kind of daily transactional kind of work happens online most frequently. Those 30-minute discussions are just that, really working sessions to try and understand from their side, mm-hmm. What kind of feedback are they getting from their customers, from their team, from the market, so that, you know, thankfully, I can't say I've had any meetings where a client says, you know, well, we've just completely decided out of the blue to change things. have we made sharp right or left turns? Absolutely. But they were not a surprise.
They were very much a part of it. Well, Bruce, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Always a pleasure.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Outsource Marketing Department podcast, your source for all things OMD. If you have questions over the topics covered today or suggestions for a future topic, follow the link in the description of this episode. I'm Ryan Gates, and I'll see you next time.